Papua New Guinea's new Prime Minister, James Merape, is under pressure to deliver a rescue plan for an economy the opposition says is in crisis. Cabinet in Port Moresby is discussing the issues today. But the government is also set to overhaul foreign investment laws, and it's reviewing a multi-billion dollar gas deal signed in April with French company Total, moves that could prove unsettling for investors PNG's economy needs. The Total project incensed landowners and saw a group of MPs, including James Merape, desert the government and eventually bring down Prime Minister Peter O'Neill. They were all concerned that landowners were not being protected, and there was scepticism after promised windfalls from an earlier project failed to materialise. So is this a new era of transparency in Papua New Guinea? Bal Karma is a lawyer and a close observer of PNG. He's at the College of Law at the Australian National University. We spoke earlier.
This review came at a time when people are calling out for a more transparent approach to making deals. First of all, is the frustration by the landowners. They haven't been given that sense of prominence in many other dealings before. So, you know, there is a strong push for landowners to be represented quite strongly in those deals. And I think that is one of the pushing reasons for this review. There is a yearning for a bit more open and transparency in terms of dealing. And I think what James Merape is wanting to do now is to bring those big deals back to the open air, back to the space where people can talk about it and you know, show some light of transparency into it.
And it's not just the deal that's being reviewed. I read that the petroleum minister, Karenga Kua, has announced he wants to review those laws that you mentioned, the Oil and Gas Act and the Income Tax Act. How might this affect future investments, do you think?
It is unsettling for the investors who are used to a different approach by previous government. That said, these laws needs to be reviewed. We have Minister Kua coming from the opposition being vocal on these laws and the need for it to be reviewed now is now taking that. Now that unsettling for the investors is at this stage.
So how then would you describe the way that these deals were done under not just the O'Neill government, but governments going back longer than that? I mean, would you go so far as to say that it was corrupt?
No, I wouldn't say it was corrupt. I think it was those previous deals, there was a firm lack of transparency in that. Now there is no clear involvement by landowners, by the people, an open space where people can visibly see key players getting involved and terms lay out. I think many of those deals were carried out in corporate offices.
I noticed last week that Prime Minister Merape wrote a long Facebook post, I guess, announcing himself as the country's new Prime Minister. Most people in PNG don't have access to the internet. How effective do you think that will be in terms of signalling new transparency to people?
I think there was a very important approach taken by Merape. I mean, on one hand, how will he manage the responses from the people and this direct sense of dealing with the people through the common platform. On the other hand, people have been wanting a more direct access to their government and to their prime minister. And I think previous prime ministers have, in a way, prevented that. And that raises suspicion among the people. So Merape taking that approach of dealing directly with the people, laying it out clearly, his expectations and the country's issues and his vision for the country, those visions and expectations may not all be fulfilled in his two-year period that he's now going to have in his government. It at least showed to the people that they can expect to have a government that can come down to their level and also speak the language and communicate openly with them on those big issues.
At the end of the day, though, governments, I guess, stand or fall on whether they can deliver practically for their people. Mm. I mean, is Merape cut out for the big task, do you think?
That's right. I think that is the challenge going forward for him, because he's got under 2 years before the next election, and he's promised a lot of good things already. And I think that while it is motivating and it is now creating a new sense of energy among the people and among his government, most of the things that he has put forward, but at least he would provide a platform, I think, for future leaders to build on, to carry on that vision that he will lay out and he will work to it in the next 2 years.
Bal Karma, thank you very much for speaking with PM today.
Thank you, Linda.
Bal Karma, he's a lawyer at the Australian National University. Watches PNG very closely.